Chris Doden knows how dangerous conditions can be for democracy activists and journalists working under hostile governments. He is the head of digital technology programs at the National Democratic Institute, a non-governmental organization that supports openness in government. He helps news reporters and democracy activists protect their privacy from government spying while online. We do work in relatively closed societies, Mr. Doden said. There are a lot of dangers, and we always try to take a thoughtful look at the risks that we're incurring for the people we're working with. Those risks often include government raids, computer seizure, theft of private data, and the identification of supporters and private email communications. These invasions can lead to arrest, expulsion from a country, or worse. But Chris Doden said there's a technological solution that is helping people around the world protect their online activities. It is called the Amnesic Incognito Live System, or TAILS. In computer terms, a live system is a standalone operating system that runs directly off a DVD or, increasingly, a USB memory stick. A live system uses only a computer's RAM. None of the operating files are saved anywhere. Once downloaded to a portable disk drive or USB, users simply connect TAILS to any computer and run it. When taken out of the computer, the live system leaves no evidence of ever being used on the computer. Chris Doden says TAILS comes with additional security applications that users can easily access. There's also a multi-protocol chat client that can speak to Facebook, Google Chat, and others called Pigeon, he added. A growing number of journalists and rights groups are using TAILS. The nonprofit group Reporters Without Borders works in support of freedom of the press. It has suggested TAILS for journalists who need to protect their sources. Activists in Tibet use TAILS to securely document human rights abuses there by the Chinese government. And groups working to fight violence within families are now using TAILS to report abuse and protect victims' identities. But the same system that helps protect human rights activists can be used by hackers, criminals, or terrorists to hide their identity and activities online. Mr. Doden said the real concern should be how often internet activists, journalists, and others are targeted online and then punished for their activities. I'm frankly shocked at the state of digital security among U.S. journalists, he said. People who have real dangers that they've seen externally and internally at times. The fact that newsrooms around the country, even the big ones, are not investing more in this, I think, is a real crime. I'm Jonathan Evans.